This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. King Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk of Bhutan in Kathmandu for an unofficial one-day visit to Nepal. Mithila region's special festival Vivaha Panchami being celebrated today. President of South Korea Yoon Suk-yeol facing growing political unrest after ordering the arrest of his ruling party's leader. And Karnali Yak secured their first win in ongoing Nepal Premier League. Now the news in detail. King Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk of Bhutan is in Kathmandu today for an unofficial one-day visit to Nepal. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjarana Dewa welcomed the Bhutanese king at Trivan International Airport this morning. King Wangchuk visited Swayambhunath and paid homage and worship today. Swayambhunath is a World Heritage Site. The Bhutanese monarch was received at Swayambhunath premises by office bearers of the Swayambhu Management and Preservation Committee. The Bhutanese king stayed there for about half an hour and observed Kathmandu Valley from the Swayambhunath premises. He also visited Baudhanath. The Bhutanese king arrived in Kathmandu from India this morning in transit to Bhutan. The Vivaha Panchami festival is being celebrated across the country today by worshipping and paying homage to Sri Ramchandra and Sita. The festival, bearing religious and cultural significance, is observed to celebrate the wedding of Hindu god Ram and goddess Sita that took place in the Treta Yuga. The Vivaha Panchami is celebrated with festivity, especially in the historic city of Janakpur today, with thousands of devotees offering prayers at the famous Janaki temple since early morning today. Each year, idols of Ram and Sita are brought out in procession and their Hindu wedding ceremony is reenacted during a week-long religious festival. In a message today on the occasion of Vivaha Panchami festival, the Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav has wished for happiness, peace and prosperity and good health to all Nepali sisters and brothers at home and abroad. Vice President Yadav has expressed his confidence that the Vivaha Panchami festival would promote social harmony and national unity. An electric vehicle charging station has been constructed at Chandrapur of Rautaha district under the East-West Highway. The charging station was constructed at a cost of 27.2 million rupees with the support of the Innovative Partnership Fund of the Madhya Province Government and with the support of the Chandrapur Municipality. 15 vehicles, including 4 four-wheel vehicles and 11 three-wheelers, can be charged simultaneously at the station. The facility also has a waiting lounge, children's playing room, lab and other amenities. Nepali Congress Madhya Province Parliamentary Party Leader and former Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Development Krishna Prasad Yadav and Chandrapur Municipality Mayor Sanjay Kumar Kafle jointly inaugurated the charging station. Nepali student Bipin Joshi, who was taken hostage by the militant group Hamas during the October 7th attack on Israel, might still be alive, according to the Israel's newly appointed ambassador to Nepal, Shmulik Bas. Speaking to journalists, Ambassador Bas said that he had received information from Arab sources that Joshi was alive, though details about his condition and whereabouts remain unknown. Expressing optimism, the ambassador stated that they hope Joshi would be released soon and returned home. Efforts were underway to return the remaining 101 hostages. The October 7 Hamas attack in Israel claimed the lives of 10 Nepali students who went to Israel under the Learn and Earn program, injured 6, and resulted in Joshi's abduction. The special court has convicted then-General Manager of Nepal Airlines Corporation, NAC, Sugat Ratnakansakar and 3 others on charges of corruption in procurement of aircraft for the national flag carrier NAC. A bench of chairmen of special court Tek Narayan Kumar and members Tej Narayan Singh Rai and Ritendra Thapa yesterday announced the verdict convicting Kansakar, Sankar Prasad Adhikari, Sisir Kumar Dhungana and Buddhi Sagar Lamichane. The court has sentenced Gunsekar to 2 years and 9 months in jail. Likewise, Adhikari gets jail term of 1 year and 9 months, and 1 year and 6 months jail term has been given to Thungana and Lamichani. The court has imposed a fine of 122.59 million rupees on all defendants and an equal amount of penalty from the convicted officials. Likewise, the special court also convicted 3 representatives of the aircraft supplier company. The court has sentenced 1 year and 6 months in jail to those 3 foreigners. However, then Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Jeeban Bahadur Sahi, and 26 others, including 2 foreigners, were acquitted in the case. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. President of South Korea, Yoon Suk-yeol, has faced growing political unrest after ordering the arrest of his ruling party's leader, Han Dong-hun, on Tuesday night. According to a report from the National Intelligence Service, the president also sought the arrest of opposition leader Lee Jae-myung and 3 other lawmakers. The decision has sparked fierce backlash, with parliamentarians from various parties holding emergency meetings. The BBC reports that the lawmakers planned a vote to impeach President Yoon, accusing him of overreach and violating the constitution. President Yoon's controversial move was quickly reversed by the country's parliament. There were rumours that he might apologise, but his office denied any plans for a visit to the National Assembly. The situation has thrown South Korea into political chaos, and a vote on impeachment is now set for Saturday. The World Bank has announced it has raised nearly $24 billion to provide loans and grants to some of the world's poorest nations. According to Al Jazeera, this funding will be leveraged to generate a record $100 billion in total spending power. A World Bank spokesperson said that donor countries committed $23.7 billion to replenish the bank's concessional lending arm, the International Development Association, IDA. This marks a slight increase from the roughly $23.5 billion pledged during the last fundraising round 3 years ago. 35 former recipients of IDA assistance have graduated from developing economy status in recent decades, including China, Turkey and South Korea, with many of them now donors themselves to the fund. Now sports, cricket. The Karnali Yaks secured their first victory in the ongoing Nepal Premier League by defeating the Chitwan Rhinos in a thrilling match held at Kirtipur today. Winning the toss, the Yaks opted to field first and restricted the Rhinos to a total of 130 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the allocated 20 overs. Chasing a target of 131 runs, Karnali showcased composure under pressure, reaching the target in 19.5 overs with 6 wickets in hand. This marks the Yaks' maiden win in the tournament, while the Chitwan Rhinos suffered a setback. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in Kosi Province and Gandaki Province, along with the hilly regions of Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places of the hilly regions of the Kosi Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. King Jigme Khesa Namgyel Wangchuk of Bhutan in Kathmandu for an unofficial one-day visit to Nepal. Mithila region's special festival Bibaha Panchami being celebrated today. President of South Korea Yoon Suk-yeol faces growing political unrest after ordering the arrest of his ruling party's leader. And Karnali Yaks secured their first win in ongoing Nepal Premier League. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.